Nobody, like, you cannot have a huge dick statue. Like, people be like, that takes away the whole, like, what about that? Because then you're
yeah,
like,
it's all about drawing the attention of the eyes.
Yeah, no, you have to, you know, like, you look at the shoulder, look at the, know? Like, yeah, no, look at his big ass dick.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're off and running. Here we are back at the Comedy Store with a long-awaited return of Francisco Ramos, who is back from Italy. How you doing, buddy?
Wow, what happened? Did I just came back and you're now like a...
I just jumped into...
You're a radio announcer from the 50s?
I just jumped into performance mode,
yeah,
baby.
You're like, hey. Like, you're like...
hey, how's everybody doing up
Johnny
there?
Carson. Is yeah, like, give it up for the Beatles.
This is what happens when you leave me for 2 weeks. I become a carnival barker.
I apologize. So, I mean, but I was traveling because that's what this podcast is. Stand by with JJ and Francisco is about traveling. So, you know, I had to do some traveling.
Yeah,
because,
that's why it's perfect. That's why it's perfect. You're back. I want to hear about Italy. Yeah. I can't wait. I heard from you a couple of times while you were in Italy.
Yes.
A couple of texts here and there. Uh-huh. But for the most part, you just tried to stay off the grid and do the good touristy kind
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, no, I mean, I did kind of like just didn't want to. I mean, you're not off the grid because I was connected, but I didn't want to like do anything about work kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm back and it was great. I proposed to my girlfriend.
No way!
Now I have to call it fiancé.
Yeah. Well,
which is weird. I don't like, I can't pronounce fiancé.
Congratulations. So yeah, that's good. So you better get married quick.
Yeah, so I can say, have to move. I can do wife quick.
Yeah, you can do wife.
Fiancé is very hard.
Yeah, so if ever there was an urgency for the wedding.
for my pronunciation. Case,
yeah, just to fix yeah. the speech. Wow, that's great. Congratulations, man.
Yeah, it was cool. I went to Italy. I did three or four cities. Like the main, first we got to Alba, which is the northern part of Italy, because the wedding, I went to a friend's wedding that was there by Turin, you know, there.
Yeah.
And then we went to Florence for 3 days, and that's where that's where I proposed in Florence. I went to the top of Florence, as I call it, is a Piazza Michelangelo. It's like where you can oversee the whole Florence, and the sunset, and it was there, and it was like,
wow.
You know, it was funny.
If she said no at that point, then you'd feel really fucked.
Well,
over.
It was good because nobody knew. So, like, it's like a good, like an audition that you don't tell anybody. It's like, you know, nobody's going to know that she rejected me.
That's true. Nobody comes back from a romantic location to go, I failed miserably trying to get engaged.
And also, nobody knew. But, like, no, but it was funny. It was like, I actually wanted to go to like a nice like place because she doesn't like people like that, like being this. I mean, she likes people. Nah, I think that's a bad thing to say. She doesn't like the
crowds. You wanted to find
crowds,
somewhere that
like,
wasn't crowded.
Yeah,
and
but it was there because
nice
everybody was there.
Setting,
so I went to like this little corner, and the sun was hitting on her. So I was like, hey, and also I didn't have anything planned. I was like, I was just improvising at the moment.
That's a hell of an improvisation, though.
Like
to
a
be.
Good comic.
Yeah, that's
it. But no, because I was like, I was like, hey, take a picture. And then she's like, I can't see because of the sun is hitting my eyes. I was like, all right.
These are going to be great engagement pictures of just her.
No, but like, so I told her, I was like, all right, 3, 2, 1. And then when you open the eyes, you know, take the pictures. And when I was about to do that, I was like, 3, 2, eyes.
Smooth.
I was getting down. I was opening the thing while holding the camera, while holding the phone, trying to get down on my knees. And then when she opened her eyes, this is her reaction. She just saw the ring, she almost like slapped it out of my hands. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh,
and
wow.
And when she said that, I was like, yeah, that's a question that I've been asking myself for the past couple of months. No, she was just surprised, you know, like about it. And it was, and what was funny then, like, there's like a little cafe there. Like, we went to get a drink there. And right as we're having a drink, this other couple goes, is like, but this guy's got like balloons, band. Everybody's going like, yeah.
Oh no, you got overshadowed. Yeah, you didn't even know you were in a competition. And
but she said, it's like, if you'd have done that, I would have killed you. So like, yeah, because also that's I don't good. Like that. Because when you're doing that, who are you doing that for? Like, if you're putting a whole ass spectacle on it.
Unless she really likes balloons.
Yeah, but do, but then do it in your apartment.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, my point is, like, when you're doing all that stuff, it's like, you're doing it more for the Instagram than for the actual thing.
That is true.
You know?
Mind you, how many Italy photos have you put on Instagram?
No, I did put Italy pictures.
Of course.
Yes. No, I'm talking about the moment of it, I'm just saying. It becomes like a whole, like, because the guy had a photographer too. You know, it was a whole, it was like a production. It was like a, like a Disney show, you know? Yeah, it was like, it was all everything. So I was like, so I mean, that wasn't like, it wasn't like.
You don't want to go over the top in this day and age. It makes you look guilty. what had that guy been up to? To go, all right, if I'm gonna win her around, I better get balloons.
Yeah, it's not like genuine, you know, like right? It's not as genuine as like all right, you wanna get married.
I think you win, dude. Did you sit next to them at dinner or whatever and you just lean over and go, I had to put in less effort?
No, they were in the corner, they were like over there, like in the they had like this whole thing.
They had to have enough room for their balloons.
People were clapping and
fucking egos.
Yeah.
Bunch of dicks.
But but yeah, so that was nice. And then Italy's great, man. Have you ever been to Italy?
I have, yeah. I have a couple times. Pontedera, which is outside of Pisa, and
So I went to Pisa. Yeah.
Did you go to Pisa? Did you go to the tower and pretend? Did you go and pretend to hold it up? I didn't post any of those pictures. I took the pictures,
but I didn't post.
Oh, you haven't done it yet?
I mean, I didn't post them.
I mean, good for you. I mean, I feel like you should.
Yeah, everybody's doing the same thing. But
you know, as comics, don't you feel that it mixes it up? Because we spend so much time posting, like, here's our next gig, or here's our clip from our last gig. Yeah. It's kind of nice
when I posted a picture,
to then go, here's Italy.
I did post a picture when I got proposed, when I was like, you know, I was like, hey, you know, she said, yeah, kind of whatever, you know, thing. Yeah. And that's like the most liked picture I had on Instagram.
Right.
Which shows you, it's like,
well, we're congratulating
I know, but I'm like, I mean, but I did some good sketches too. It's like, come on. Like, then
you
put some effort on this one.
You hear that internet
people?
You just
care about love?
Yeah. You hear that internet people? Click like his fucking sketches, for fuck's sakes.
I mean, I put pressure, you know,
No, that seems to be the case, though, on the internet. I mean, stand-up is, let's just face it, stand-up is not the most popular genre on internet.
Well, it's also like,
I think people enjoy it, but,
And we post so much, and then it's kind of like, people are going like,
here he goes with another clever joke again, la-di-da.
Another clip, another promoting your thing.
That's why it's quite refreshing, where it's like, oh, somebody loves him. Yeah.
Well, I think it's more like, to show that you're like a normal person too.
Yeah.
Right? And I think it's also
a
good way to be like, hey, like this guy has a... Because, I don't like showing them that much about my personal life. But I think you have, you know, when there's like an occasion, a big occasion,
Yeah, in this day and age, you have to a bit. Like, I think we've talked about this before, because I don't like that either, but I'm starting to warm into it because that's the current...
You have to.
Do we call it a generation? This world that we're in. Because maybe 20 years ago, that was not the world, which I loved. I loved that about stand-up. I said this to somebody recently. I said, I miss stand-up being more anonymous. And right away they're like, what are you talking about? You're on stage talking. I'm like, yeah, but you used to be able to perform and then just disappear into the ether. You know, some people would look you up or whatever, but you could build your fan base that way. Whereas now, it's constant. You got to stay in touch.
First of all, now you got to post everything pretty much.
Yeah.
Like you got to post all your clips. You know, that's like before that was a thing. You couldn't post anything.
Yeah.
You know, and now like it's about content. You know, it's about content.
Yeah.
And that's the creative content. So it's like, but I think it's cool to also show some kind of human side of it too.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. I'm sure you got some good photos that
you'll be able
to put up over the
I got some pictures and stuff, and it was but it was great. I mean, traveling over there, I would love to. It was funny because like I was thinking about doing, you know, a stand up over there, but like you know, like would wonder if like how
they're all there's a couple of gigs. They're all English speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of expats. So a lot of gigs like in France and Italy. You can find they're from England and Canada and Australia, occasionally America.
Yeah.
Fewer Americans travel, but you do get a lot of expats of
yeah.
You know, POMS, you know, prisoners of Her Majesty's service. So they're all over there. Because I've done some shows in Italy. And like when I've been to Pontedera and Pisa, they were all for... In fact, I would say in an audience of 150 people, there was maybe 20 Italians.
Yeah.
You know, 20 Italians, but it's mostly...
People that,
Aussies, and Americans, and British people who are just excited that you're there. It's really fun.
Yeah, no, I mean, I did one in Paris, in like that.
Right on.
I was in Paris, but I wasn't one thing, I don't know if it happens to you, because you lived over there, like, and it's a thing for people to know about traveling, and literally, I guess, when you take the train, one thing, we took the train
through every border, eh? Did you know, like...
No, well, we took the train from Milan to Florence.
Right.
And they never ask us for the tickets.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I could have just done this shit for free. Like,
yeah, that happens sometimes.
That happens, right?
Yeah, there's lots. In fact, and I think it was the Holland Underground. Last time I was in the Dutch Underground. Yeah, they didn't. Right? It's like an honor system. Like,
I guess.
You got to buy the tickets, but you can get busted. And when you do, that sucks.
Of course. Yeah, because then from Milan, from Florence to Rome. The guy that came.
Yeah, so I think that's the deal. It's like you probably get away with 4 out of 5 trips, but on that fifth trip, you'll be stung with a fine that will cost you 5 trips. So I think it's comes out in the wash, as they say. But I was going to say, to go back to Italy, when we used to go at the end of the Edinburgh Festival, so there was, I knew some, you know, if you get to know actors tend to be wealthier than comedians, actually.
Yeah.
And when the Edinburgh Festival finishes, if you've gotten to know a couple of actors, a lot of them will go to their parents' house in Spain or Italy, and if you can go with them. So that was the case back in the day, the few trips I've made to Italy. And it was pretty amazing up in the hills of Pontedera. And I thought you were going to touch on that. The small meals, constantly, all day. Did you guys... do a lot of that?
I mean, we ate. I mean, that's what you do. You eat a lot.
I mean,
but first of all, two things. The food is delicious, and I feel it's more healthier than here in the U.S. because I never felt bloated. You know what I mean? Especially, I mean, I was eating, like, especially big-ass dinners. Next morning, I was hungry to go, you know? But also, it's also the digestion of it, of, like, when you're coming from a different, you know, country and the times and stuff like that, which, like I was lucky in a way, because I was like, I felt lucky because I was like, oh, I guess I could take a shit right away. You know what I mean? Because, like, you know, sometimes.
Lucky!
No, because I feel like sometimes you get stuck. You know what I mean? And I'm like, but what happened was.
On American bread.
You just get stuck. I mean, like, people, like, you know, like, some people go, like, oh, I haven't shit in 5 days. You know? I'm
right.
Like, whoa, that's bad. You know?
That's India. that's a trip to India.
No, yeah. But, like, what was funny, though, like, when we went to Rome, like, went to the first day there, and went to get the breakfast in the hotel, and, like, you know, I had some eggs, and, my girlfriend thing had the same thing, and, like, but then we were going to go to see the Vatican, the Sistine Chapel, and all that stuff, and then something, that those fucking eggs in that hotel, something hit me, and I was like, then I was like, shit, I can, and I was like, and then I was like, I don't want to be shitting in the middle of the Sistine Chapel. You know, I'm like that's like sacrilegious.
That's very kind of you.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, we went to meet the tour guy, and I was like, then I was like, I got to go to, before we were waiting with other people, like, can I just use this? So I went again, but luckily, I think during the whole, you know, during the Vatican tour,
that does suck, though.
But it would have sucked if I would have been like, especially, have you ever done that Vatican tour?
I've never been to the Vatican, no.
It's like one of the biggest museums in the world. Like, it's like 2 hours, and the girl that we had, like, she's great. She's telling everything about the history and all that.
Oh, right on.
So it's like, but I was like thinking, I was like, there wasn't in a bathroom. I could have, you know, I would have, like, you know, where would I go? You know, like, and I didn't want to, like, but yeah, luckily, you know.
Yeah.
So always, I think that's a recommendation to people that you travel. Like,
always be ready to shit yourself.
No, or shit, or like, but I was cocky because I was like, yeah, I've been here. Because I was like almost like a week that we've been in Italy. And I'm like, oh, I've been good. And then it went the other way.
Just when you think you've gotten away with it.
Another thing, though, that's funny, though, is like, you know, like, I went when we were in Florence. There's like it's a leather city. Like they sell a lot of leather. You know, like they're known for that. So I wanted to buy like a belt, and I went to the store, and they're like, so then like it's funny because the girl came in and she's like, ah, she's telling me all this stuff, and it's a store that they make the thing. So I'm like, oh yeah, I want a belt, you know. And she's like, oh, what do you want? This one. I'm like, okay, cool. It's like, yeah. And then all of a sudden she, because they grabbed the thing, they cut it, and they start making it right there.
Yeah.
But then as she started doing that, I realized, I go to my girlfriend, I'm like, oh, fuck, I forgot to ask her, how much is it? And then yeah. Now I'm like, I'm sweating because I'm looking at the other prices of clothes, and they're like $500, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm
gonna, oh, that's tough. You're already pot committed.
Yeah, because she's going like, boom, boom. And every time she went like that, I could just hear like 100, 200. 300, and I was like, well, I'm done. I gotta now suck it up. I mean, I cannot go back.
Yeah.
And be like, I don't want the belt after she made it for me.
You know? I mean, yes and no.
No, you can't.
They're not gonna see you again if you're like, I forgot my wallet in the car.
But I think it's like that second thing is like that. I fucked up. You know, I should have asked. But at that point, I gotta like suck it up.
But also, I think sometimes in those touristy situations, they know to do that.
I know.
They know to get you like that. As soon as you're inquiring, and then they just start making it and doing it. But at my point, I'm like,
and then I'm like looking at the internet, looking at the store to see other prices, and they didn't load. And I was like,
oh, the stress.
Yeah. But I was like, it's a belt. It shouldn't be more expensive than boots. So.
No, and it was okay in the end.
It was like 100 euros.
Oh, that is expensive.
That is expensive.
That's very expensive.
But let me tell you, it's lifetime warranty. And
you gotta do is take it back to
Italy. They have a store in Santa Monica.
Oh, really?
If anything happens, I can go in and it's good leather. It's like real leather.
Yes, it's gonna be a very.
I mean, yeah, I'm wearing it right now. All right, I'm wearing this shit. I'm wearing it till I go to sleep.
He's never, we gotta see this fucking thing. Let's see this. Oh, yeah, nice. Oh, that's some. Oh, yeah, I can tell that thing. I don't want to smell it while it's that close to your crotch, but if you take it off, I will give it away. I don't want to, anybody can clip off the. And then Wade had leaned over and started smelling Francisco's groin. Oh, yeah, that's a good belt.
Right?
That's some good belt. It's not, you can't unclip it though.
No, it's made like they. Oh, you would have liked that.
Look at this puppy.
What is this?
$10 at the lace market. $10 at the Nottingham lace market. And mine, you can unclip it.
Yeah, because that's.
I can change belt buckles.
This is made for me. This is made for me.
Oh, I know it is.
Yeah, that one is.
And,
like,
and your 100 euros has paid their rent.
No, but I like. I mean, I was like, you know.
It's cool. It's nice. I mean, it is. It's time for me.
It's a little more expensive than I would have bought something, but yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I was like, well, it wasn't that crazy much.
I'm really glad that our first podcast together since you've been in Italy, and we're already taking our clothes off for each other. Clearly, JJ and Francisco missed each other.
They
got their belt game going.
So if you get something, buying stuff, I never liked, you know, like. I did, you know, buying. When you travel, do you buy stuff like or?
There's two answers to that question. When you say stuff, do you mean like a major piece of clothing and stuff?
Yeah, like not people.
If I stumble onto it, I do have things that I collect when I'm traveling. Okay. I do fridge magnets. I do fridge magnets.
What are you, a 75-year-old woman?
I knew that was coming.
Or man.
No, 75-year-old women. No, wait a minute. 75-year-old women, they do spoons.
On my way, I do.
They do little spoons.
I say 75-year-old woman because my grandma would, like, her fridge was full of, like.
Yes. Yeah. I really like it. I like looking at my fridge and I can see all the.
See all the stuff that you did.
Yeah. You know, see the place I've been. I like those bulky magnets.
Yeah, no, they're
and it
cool.
also gives me an idea. This is a simple but a fun thing. It gives me an idea of how expensive a country is as well, because like for example, like I got, in fact, in Italy I got this Pisa one, mm-hmm. you know, and it was about 4 or 5 euros.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in Norway they didn't, and you know when they're, you know when they're blocky kind of magnets, like they're nice, almost three-dimensional, you know. Yeah. Welcome to the JJ and Francisco podcast, where we talk about all your magnet and Ben belt wants.
How much was it?
So in Norway, right, they didn't even have the bulk, the three-dimensional ones.
Yeah.
It's a shitty plastic one, right? And it's of the Norwegian flag, and it kind of looks like it's waving in the wind. Yeah, yeah. And it was 12 euros.
Oh.
I couldn't fucking believe it. But Norway is by far, it's the most expensive place I've ever been. But that was insane. And yeah,
did you buy it? I did.
Yeah, okay. I buy them all, and yeah, in order to justify about something, you gotta buy it sometimes.
What's the point of that? Of that for you? Like, you wake up and you go to your refrigerator and you go like, look how much I travel. Like what?
Yeah, sometimes I do. I like to. Well, it doesn't.
I don't know. Like,
I don't go look how much I travel, but I go. It gives you a little memory. It'll give you a little.
So
flash
when you're like, you're up, you're waking up, and then you go like, and you.
Yeah,
go to
sometimes I'll
like,
notice one of them.
Oh, Norway, yeah. And then you make coffee.
I mean, that seems like an oversimplification, but the quick answer is yes. Yeah, I do. I do. I enjoy. You've got this.
But I'm gonna use this.
I know, but every time
I'm using this
every morning,
day.
You put that on. You're gonna be like, Italy. Okay, all right.
But you're not my. Well, my thing is like for me, like I just, you know, I got my memories in my head. Like,
I got them in my head too.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take pictures and stuff like that. But I mean. I just want to know what's the reason behind
it. I mean, it's also a conversation piece if somebody else sees your fridge.
Yeah,
and
they
like,
do you live with your grandma?
I inherited my grandma's magnets. Somebody can see it and they'll be like, oh, you've been to Cyprus, whatever, and then you can talk about it. So, yeah, I guess I do like it to that extent. Okay. I mean, took me a while to choose.
But it's a lot.
Some people go collect Hard Rock Cafe shirts for other.
That's true.
And that I think is ridiculous.
I kind of collect. I mean, I don't collect. I just like hats. Like I bought like
right. That's a good
a
one.
Hat
yeah.
Because I like Roma, the football, the soccer team from Rome. So I bought a, but.
That's
but yeah,
nice. That's
but I wear them. I mean, I know, I just you know. But yeah, no, I mean,
I wear. You don't know this, but I wear my magnets too. I got a couple metal plates, and I just parade.
That's what I mean. If you wear them, because then that would go. Like if you go to a date and you have your thing,
Belgium.
And, people be like, the girl's like, "Wow, you're wearing a magnet."
Yeah.
Oh yeah, a conversation starter.
Where are you going?
This conversation's ending.
I'm just trying to get things moving.
So you buy that, and what else you buy? But I'm talking about like.
Well, I did.
People go buy clothes. Like, I mean, like, I never. I mean, also because I'm not rich, so I never think, like, I'm going to go to Italy and buy clothes.
No, I've never once been motivated to shop for. Although I have found good things, because like, when you're in, like, Singapore or Dubai or something, there is nice, like, there's a suit maker
in
Dubai, and you can get a really nice suit.
Yeah, that's true.
I did that once in one of my trips.
So, yeah.
But for the most part,
Yeah.
In fact, I did it early, probably in my 20s when it was like one of my first times in Dubai. I was like, I know I have to go to the suit guy and get the suit.
Yeah.
And I got it, maybe wore it twice ever because I was never a suit on stage guy anyway. And then all the other times I went back, some of the other the comics get younger and they're like, we got to get a suit apparently.
Yeah,
and I'd be like, all right, knock yourself out.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a magnet. That's it. I draw the line. I'll get a fake tag watch or whatever.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, sometimes I stumble into clothing or whatever. But yeah, I don't go to shop, you know. It's a way to kill the day. One other thing that I did do, of course, my grandfather, this is funny that, I live with my grandmother. She does magnets for my grandma. And my grandfather, who just passed away, I'll be going home for his funeral shortly, but I sent him postcards from wherever I am in the world. So that was a thing too. So, and that's actually enough of a commitment because you got to find the stamps.
Yeah.
Which I know this isn't a complaint, but I'm just like, that used to be the thing. That was my day.
Is this going
to
be your speech at the funeral?
Yeah. That fucker, he never thanked me for all those postcards.
So,
but I generally... That's what I would do. I'll go out and that's my day. I'll go out with two simple things.
So he collected postcards?
He didn't, but he's not on the internet and he's sick of emails.
He didn't?
So you're selling
him all this
stuff. Wait a minute, hold on. You're twisting it into collecting here. But no, it's a way of contacting him because he doesn't do email. He's the greatest generation.
Yeah.
You know, So I
Which needed, is the greatest generation?
I needed the generation that fought in the World Wars. Okay. He goes greatest generation, and then I think the baby boomers, then Gen X, then it all got bad.
Okay.
But so millennials.
Okay, Grandpa. So, here's your magnet from the greatest generation.
But yeah, that would be. So, sometimes that is my project on the road. I'll go. Okay, a magnet postcards, yeah. Which takes various destinations and finding stamps and stuff. And then so I do it for my grandfather because he couldn't hear on the phone either. So it's not like I'm going to call my grandfather from Italy and go. Hey,
of course,
So postcards were the way to go. And then I send them to my little nieces and nephews too. So because if you're already sending one to your granddad, I might as well send them to. And I got a friend, Ed Byrne, who's a comedian in Britain. I send one to his kids as well, so just to be a better person than Ed.
All right. Okay.
That's for you, Ed Byrne. Your kids love me more than you.
Brian, how much time? Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. We got 5 more minutes. I think I just want to squeeze this quickly before. Because I also saw, in terms of traveling, I saw, we went to the store for when we went to Pisa and Siena and Tuscany tour.
So were you ever underwhelmed by any? Because I was kind of underwhelmed by Pisa. I thought Pisa was just a bit busy and the food was shit.
Pisa is one of those things that you go there. You go there and you're like, this is it kind of thing.
Right. That's how I felt in Pisa as well.
The Vatican is just, or the Sistine, it's just a lot. That's like the Louvre.
Blows your mind,
You're like, what? I mean, this is unbelievable. Pisa is like, oh, I get it, kind of. No, I mean, there was stuff that you were like, it's kind of like when I saw the Mona Lisa and you're like, oh, it's so little, and you think it's like big. But David, it's huge.
Right.
I mean, you're like, wow, this guy did this.
Right.
I'm not talking about he has a big dick. I'm talking about the.
Yeah, no, I'm.
The statue is huge.
Dick small. Dicks.
Yeah, I mean, the dick is, that normal. That's funny. It's like when you make a statue, I guess that's the main thing of making a nude statue. You gotta make the dick normal. right? Because
that statue.
No, if you're making a naked statue, you cannot have a huge dick statue. People be like, that takes away the whole. What about that? Because then you're
it's all about drawing the attention of the eyes.
Yeah, no, you have to. At the shoulder. Look at the look at his big ass dick. I'm saying probably David or Michelangelo, when he was doing it, he probably did a big dick, and they're like, look, we cannot post.
Yeah. David spent the whole time there going, look, I'm a grower, not a shower. Just be better. Michelangelo's like, I'll decide.
I was going to say quickly before we get out that when we went to the store, I saw there's people traveling by themselves, which that's a thing that you've done, right? Travel. That's the thing that. I mean, I think I would have done it obviously younger is easier when you're just but I definitely, I don't mind traveling with a buddy or it's tough to travel by yourself because I saw these people they were traveling, so they became friends in the tour kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then after then they're done kind of thing. It's just more it's more of a necessity, right?
Yeah, it's more of a necessity. But also, I do feel there's casual friendships that I will hear, but it's not monthly or anything like that. It'll be multiple years. There would be there's a guy called Dave who I went to see the Phantom of the Opera with in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know each other at all. We bumped into each other at the hostel.
Mm-hmm.
And then went to see, because I was like, I'm in Toronto, what do I do? Yeah. And because I'm not from, although I'm Canadian, didn't know much about Trump.
Yeah.
So I went and saw the Phantom of the Opera with this dude, and we did. We stayed in touch a little bit, and he went off he became a filmmaker, actually.
Oh,
So there's a few of those, but no besties. I think the friendship evolution is usually the comics that you work with.
I was just saying because it's I saw it and it's I definitely it's more of a necessity, but I wanted to know what your take was on it because I saw the people there and I was like, it's I could see hey, we gotta hang out because we're the only lonely people, not lonely but alone because everybody's couples or stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know what would happen because my evolution was to be becoming a comedian and then I never looked back on those.
Yeah.
The days in the hostels and
the
start of all of that, but I wonder if there frequently are friendships that just keep going.
Well, maybe somebody has a magnet that belongs to you.
I know. Does anybody out there have the back of my magnet? And we could just
the back of your heart. Make a connection. So that was my Italy trip, and like in you know. In
a, it's that's amazing.
It's fun.
It sounds like you crushed it. It sounds like you crushed it. It sounds like you came back with the most expensive belt in the world. And a fiance. How do you pronounce it again?
Fiance.
You got to get married quick, bro. It's good
to have you back. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. And like, well, guys, we're back. We're here. We're at the Comedy Store. We're very happy to be here. And then obviously, like, subscribe. Thank you. Great seeing you. Bye. Hello.